Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Friday, the 7th of August. US President Trump remains deeply concerned about the national security implications if the Chinese government obtain the secret of how to perform the TikTok wipe-down challenge. And so yesterday signed an executive order banning US companies from doing business with the video app. A similar order was signed for the WeChat app. This is a further escalation of tensions between the two countries. The direct economic fallout is limited. Some producers on TikTok may lose revenue, for example. What appears to be concerning investors is the idea that this increase in tensions may spill over to hurt the Phase 1 trade deal, which is due to be reviewed in a little over a week's time. Even with reduced volumes of global trade, that deal remains important. It was quite a big day for trade issues yesterday. In spite of the fact that the NAFTA 2 trade deal is now in effect, US President Trump decided to tax US consumers of Canadian aluminium by 10%. Canada's government has signalled an intention to retaliate. The US beer industry is obviously deeply concerned by this, as they're one of the particularly high-profile targets of the president's new tax. The US employment report today is going to be quite distorted. The seasonal adjustment process is designed to smooth out regular fluctuations in the employment cycle. Thus, it will adjust for the fact that some workers lose their jobs over the summer by adding jobs that don't really exist to the numbers. That's a sensible approach normally. However, jobs that would normally be lost over the summer were actually lost several months ago. So the seasonal adjustment process will be adjusting for a change that doesn't necessarily exist. This will give some upside to the numbers, but not actually change the circumstances of ordinary US citizens. German June industrial production came in the top half of the 2% to 13% month-on-month forecast range. French and Spanish June industrial production data are due later. Industrial production will recover after the consumer, and this is really a third quarter recovery story for most developed economies. France may not be the most representative of samples, as there have been truly extraordinary proportion of workers on furlough in France. In the US, the rather important issue of the next fiscal stimulus continues to be debated as if time didn't matter. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.